that only mess you up and vex you and make the heavens brass over your head. But in you is a fighter. In you is the will to have dominion and subdue not other people, but every circumstance. As the word declares, we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed when I sit down and I'm blessed when I rise up. Amen. How many know that? That's your portion. So there are times that we have to subdue things that are in our path or that are in our way or that are trying to oppress our life. All right. So the mandate, number one, is to impact the atmospheres. And we talked about what atmospheres are. Number two is to impact people and communities. You'll find sometimes the more that you love and serve people, not all the time and not always, but sometimes the less you are appreciated. Somebody say amen for real. Amen. That's how it was with Jesus. And even Paul made that statement. You know, the more he loved, it seemed like the less he was loved. I mean, sometimes that's a trial of your faith to see if you're going to do it as long as you are receiving something in return or you are doing it as unto the Lord because it's who you've become. Amen? What's quiet, amen? Is that not? I shouldn't have said buckle the seatbelt, sir. Number three was to proclaim and prophesy God's word without fear. Proclaim and prophesy the word without fear. Number four, we're to become a house of prayer and stand in the gap for nations. Number five, we understand that God's going to commit to us exceptional resources. Number six, God is going to raise strong leaders. And number seven, the church will ultimately heed the call to the nations. All right? Now understand something. The atmosphere, every atmosphere is full of pressure. Every atmosphere is full of pressure. Our mandate, our assignment is to impact the atmosphere over our cities. Thank you for the amen over there. Not just have church as usual. Amen? So it means taking on something more than just attending a church service. It means you are mandated to carry something everywhere you go. Everywhere the sole of your feet tread. We are to break demonic strongholds. I said, that's our mandate. We're not just nice people. Saints carry authority to break demonic strongholds. Amen. The Bible says to us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We're also to free people that are oppressed. That's what Jesus came to do, to set captives free, to free the oppressed. Okay? So we started by talking about there are five spiritual dimensions or atmospheres that we must impact, subdue, and ultimately govern. And the first one we looked at was the troposphere. I'll go back over that just a bit. The troposphere is the region in contact with the Earth's surface where weather occurs. This region is characterized by a decrease in temperature with increasing altitude. It extends in height to 4 or 5 miles at the poles and 11 miles at the equator. We looked at how Abraham was told that he'd have three types of seed. There would be seed that were like the sand of the seashore, seed that was like the dust of the earth, and seed that were like the stars of the firmament. Okay? And that's what you find in the church. And that's not to be critical, that's the reality. And so the objective of the ministry gifts are to bring those that are in the troposphere. And some people have been in that sphere for too long. Amen. It's okay when you're newborn and the things you don't know. And God doesn't hold you always accountable. You know, especially if you don't know, if you've not learned it, it's just like a little child. God watches over you there. But when you know better, and when you've learned that, and when you've, you know, been trained in something, then, okay, God holds you accountable. Amen? All right, so in the troposphere, we looked at James chapter 3 and verse 13 through 16, how there's a type of wisdom that's exercised in the troposphere, but it's an earthly, sensual, and demonic type of wisdom. It's what the wheels of the world turn on. Earthly, sensual, and devilish. It's demonic wisdom. Where there's bitter envy and strife. There's confusion. And every evil work. God is not an author of confusion. Amen. Amen. And so in that troposphere, the sphere that's closest to the earth, we also looked at how in Genesis chapter 3, when God, after man had fallen, God spoke certain curses. He spoke a curse over the serpent. And it's interesting because he told the serpent that he'd be less than the other animals. He, you know, perhaps the serpent at the time walked upright or on all fours. But when he cursed him, he said that he'd crawl and that he would eat dust. Which is an interesting phraseology, eat dust. You know, serpents don't eat dust. And if you look at that word in the Hebrew, it's the same word that he told Adam, dust thou art, and unto dust you shall return. Now, he told Adam that after he had fallen, after he was out of fellowship with God. Dust thou art. You'll be ruled by this nature, this carnal nature. And so if we put the two together, what it is the carnal nature. In other words, the serpent or the devil was told by God that dust you will eat or you will dine. Remember Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's talking about at your heart. If any man open up to me, my Father and I will come in and sup with him or dine with him. Well, the devil was told there's a carnal nature. Man has it. And that will be relegated to you to dine with. That's where you'll dine. See, if you stay in the path of light and righteousness, your feelings may get hurt. You may get disappointed. People may do you wrong. But if you stay in the pathway, the devil has no place. Tell somebody, you will come out. And you will come out as gold. He's been defeated. He can only dine on the carnal nature. That nature that is dust, that cleaves to the dust, that is, as James says, earthly, sensual, and demonic. In 1 Corinthians, we read also that whereas there is division among you, division. One says, I'm of Paul. The other, I'm of Apollos. And I'm of Peter. Paul goes on to ask, is Christ divided? But yet they were having factions right in the church. Better word for it in our modern day language is cliques. Cliquish. You know, you have to be careful if you're from a particular ethnicity or culture and all you do is hang around. You know, you're only comfortable around that culture. You know, you're borderline, you know, starting something that could be very cliquish or party spirit. And why do we even touch that? Because those type of things send jamming signals or frequencies out to unity. Amen? Okay, so in Romans 8, it also talks about carnality. In Galatians chapter 5, get that for me, Galatians chapter 5, and starting at verse number 17, we're still looking at characteristics of the troposphere. Now remember, the region called the troposphere, that first spiritual atmosphere, there's a decrease in temperature as you rise. Sometimes that's why people don't want to rise. They start to feel lonely, or they start to feel rejected, or they start to feel like they're losing friends, or whatever it might be, because it gets colder. I use the analogy of the example of a trail ridge road where you down in the at the base of the mountain, there is 90 degrees. You drive up 13,000 feet in about a half an hour and you're in the snow. It's snow. It's cold. It's windy. It's lonely. And so keep that in mind. In order to get out of that sphere, there has to be a rising. And sometimes it can seem like. Now, it won't be like that always, but sometimes it seems like it. But you have to have a mind made up. Amen. Tell somebody, you got to make your mind up. I'm not remaining the same. Amen. You're not going to let the chains of the enemy bind you up and keep you, amen, under lock and key. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
Take life back right out of the hands of the King of the world.